Hey, Mike, how are you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. Happy Wednesday. We're halfway there, right?
Halfway, yeah.
Halfway. Yes, cannot complain about that. We're moving along quickly. Can you believe it's already almost September?
No.
I can't either. I really can't either. It's kind of mind-blowing how fast it's passing. But anyways, Ms. Tara, she asked me on the line to go over pricing as well as program details to see if everything's going to be a good fit for, is it M. Kine? Is that how I say it? I
don't know.
Kenny. Okay, cool. Thank you for correcting me. I appreciate that. M. Kenny Architectural Drawings, LLC. Now, she put here in the notes that you really like Home Advisor so far. It's been good to you, right?
It has, yes.
That's beautiful, and that's what I love to hear, because if you do well with a program like that, you'll do excellent with Google, simply because the calls, well, they come directly to you with something like this. There's no lead fees, click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind. Now, with something like this, what you're looking at is a flat month-to-month rate. I'm pulling it up now because she put here that you're 3 years in business. Is that correct?
I think it was two.
Okay, let me go ahead and correct that. That's better, because that does qualify you for the new in business credit. Anything 3 years and under does get that. And then you have the Google Business Profile. You're using this as a landing page. Okay. All right. Awesome. So what we can do here is we'll go ahead and offer you the new in business credit. And what that's going to do is reduce the cost down by 60% to a flat monthly investment rate of $249 a month. It's month to month. There's no contract. Additionally, there is a one-time setup fee of $99 to cover all of the initial programming. So it's $348 to get set up and moving forward, and then $249 month to month after that. As a performance-based business, we've been doing these type of services for our clients as a premier partner directly to Google for almost two decades, the past 18 years. So,
okay.
With the package, what we're going to do for you, Mike, is we would go ahead and we would include full programming that's going to take your current listing and put it on steroids. Keywords, backlinking, manual submissions, content creation, and we're going to anchor it to the first page of services. And then it looks like here you started writing out some content for your website, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And did you purchase that domain directly from Google?
I did.
Awesome. So what we can definitely help with that, we can go ahead and apply a complete layout to it that's Google compliant, conversion driven, and mobily optimized. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, and showcase it. We have the web developer write all the content for you, so it's professional and it has all the SEO in the back end. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That's all inclusive with the package. Additionally, we would go ahead and include all of the social media marketing and the Facebook ads with the package as well. And this is going to allow for automatic retargeting. Now, I'm sure you've experienced retargeted ads before, right, Mike?
I have.
Okay. So with something like this, what that's going to do for your company is it's going to give you a very strong return on investment. So the $249 monthly, $100 of that is going directly to the Facebook ads every single month. We get our Facebook ads in bulk, so we get quite a discount on that, and we pass that savings down to our clients. Specifically, what that's going to do is that's going to bring the Facebook ad clicks down to between 5 and 50 cents per click. So as you can tell with a quick arithmetic, that would bring your monthly, I mean, that would bring in a minimum of 200 acquisitions, even on the highest end of that, which is what I always go with. I always go with the higher end at the 50 cents per click, because then when it produces more, you're pleasantly surprised. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
How does this sound to you so far?
A bit rich for what I'm doing right now.
Okay, how much are you clearing per job?
Well, I'm clearing about a grand average. But it's like right now I'm really busy, but as a few months ago I had like nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of, you know, in between. What I'd like to do, can you put it in your notes if you could? Give me a couple months to kind of see what my annual is.
Mm-hmm.
And then what I would like to do in January is try to go ahead and do that. So it's kind of a step-by-step for me. So I started it with Angie last January. What I'd like to do is do next January. See if I can get everything that way. That way I know, especially because taxes, like, that was a whole new thing for me. So
right.
I'm trying to just make sure that I know when my load time is going to be, when my busiest times are going to be and everything like that, so I can plan ahead. That way there's enough in the account to cover
everything.
$250 a month.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. That's, I can definitely respect that and understand that, you know, I guess, but it is my job to let you know that I don't have a way to hold the spot. They're on first come, first serve. So once it's filled, that's kind of it. I have no idea of knowing when it could fill. It could wait till January to fill, or it could fill in the next 3 phone calls. We don't have any way to determine that. But you know, with something like this, it's going to put your business into a primary position to have unlimited calls, instead of just the ones that Home Advisor or Angie's List determine that you get through the pay-per-lead type of situation. So there's never pay-per-lead per click or per call on this. It's always everything coming to you at a flat rate. So whether you get 10 calls or 85 calls or you land 75 new jobs, the price never goes up or changes.
Now, is this something that I can call and say, hey, can we stop this? Or...
Oh, yeah, there's no contract. It's all done month to month. That's exactly what I'm saying, is we're performance-based. We have to continue earning your business in order to keep it. And that's how things have been here at Local Splash for the past 18 years, is everything's done on a month to month. Now, what we're able to do is we provide you with a complete tracking and reporting system as well. What I mean by that is you actually have the ability to log on and track the success of everything. And I don't want to give you the wrong impression. It's not something that's done overnight, meaning you don't sign up for Google today and then you're listed up there tomorrow. It is something that takes a little bit of time. Of course, a lot of the pieces will be faster moving because you already have the Google Business profile. We don't have to wait for verification on that. We can begin programming immediately. You will be seeing results a whole lot faster, is what my experience has taught me, because I've been with this company for 8 years. So I know how things move. We have an exact timeline here, meaning we do quote you exactly how long it could take, and usually things happen sooner. So the maximum amount of time that it would take to get you listed on the first page of Google is 30 to 45 days. Again, I preface that because that number is for companies who are coming in with absolutely nothing. You already have the domain. We don't have to purchase that. We can begin the programming immediately to get the website up and running in the first 3 to 5 days. A full Google compliant, conversion driven, mobile optimized site. We'll attach it to your Google Business profile. We can begin the programming immediately to go ahead and anchor that listing to the first page of services. We help with reputation management and review generation to get 5-star reviews listed up there. Additionally, your Facebook ads will be up and running in the first 7 to 14 days with all of the automatic retargeting. We include programming for the top directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Bing, Yellow Pages. It used to be really popular to go with over 60 of those destinations, but it's not any longer. It's actually created a lot of spam. So what we've done as a premier partner to Google is we've honed in on all of the only popular ones in order to ensure that you guys are getting proper placement across all platforms. What that's going to do is increase the brand relevancy, and it's going to capture any type of leads that are coming in from the secondary sites. Okay? It's a fantastic program. It's all performance-based, and it is a 100% tax write-off on your end of your business taxes. If you're not 100% satisfied with the program, then you have no reason to continue with it. Right?
Right.
There's no contract here. We don't have to twist your arm in order to get you or in order to keep you. Now, the cool thing about it is that you get real-life human support. I'll be the lead on your account as well as the point of contact for you. You will have a client dashboard that's going to allow you to log on anytime, day or night, and track the success. But even more importantly, what you can do is you can upload new photos, you can change content, you can run promotions. Anything that the business needs, you're able to go ahead and upload those yourself. We even have a platform for review generation. So once you're in the dashboard, what you can do is you can punch in anybody's email, anybody's phone number, and that's going to allow to send out a specific message with a Google link for your review section. So we can generate those 5-star reviews and get that moving forward very quickly as well.
Okay.
So what do you think?
So how much I start paying, but you said it could take 30 to 45 days max. Am I paying $250 for that first month when I'm not being listed?
Absolutely. We have to go ahead and do all of the programming in order to get you listed up there. So,
okay.
Like I said, you have an advantage over a lot of your competitors because you already have a Google Business listing. So when we begin the programming, the initial process for somebody who doesn't have a GBP is we sign them up, and then we have to have, we always have the client interview. And then from there, what we have to do is we have to send off to Google. We have to go through the verification process. Okay, that takes about 7 to 14 days. And then on top of that, then we get to begin the programming after the verification process is already completed. We don't have to wait for all of that time for you. We get to hit the ground running and start moving forward immediately because you can give us access to that Google Business profile. Now, it's my job to let you know what the terms and conditions state, which is the maximum of 30 to 45 days. However, with situations like what you're working with right now, I see it happen faster than that all the time because you're not, we don't have to wait that initial time just for you to get the verification code and go ahead and go through the, that process. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Yeah. Plus, the Facebook ads are up and running in the first 7 to 14 days, and all the pieces of the puzzle, I mean, are basically up and going in under the first 2 weeks or so. It's just a matter of the programming kind of taking hold is what it is. So, like, what Home Advisor or Angie's does is brilliant because they purchase a position for their company name at the top on the Google Ads. And then they advertise, and then they capture the lead and then resell it to you and a few of your competitors. You guys pay on a per lead basis, right?
Yes.
Right. And that has, yes, to my knowledge, you've shared that that's been very lucrative for you. It's, in your experience, it's been good, right?
Yep.
Right. That's fantastic. So this is just going to be doing the opposite of that. So instead of paying per lead, per click, and per call, with this, it's going to list your company. The calls are going to come in organically to you directly. So if you go and you give somebody an estimate, or if you, you know, meet with them and then you determine that it's not necessarily a good fit for you or for the client, there's no lead fee. There's no click fee. There's no call fee. There's no additional charge whatsoever. Additionally, the same thing is true if you wind up getting 5 or 6, you know, different jobs out of one individual. There's no additional cost to that either.
Okay.
It's always that flat monthly rate. Now, the thing about marketing is all marketing is a 100% tax write-off on the end of your business taxes. Always, always, always. So this is going to put your company into a primary position to earn back thousands of dollars in revenue. But additionally, it's going to go ahead and be a tax write-off at the end of the year as well.
Okay.
So you want to give it a shot? Let me earn your business?
Yeah, let's do this.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to do for you because I do understand that the cost is the main concern. I can't do anything with the monthly investment rate. The $249 is down as low as I can possibly get it. It's normally $599. You'll never see the $599 price tag. But in the beginning, I did let you know that the setup fee would be a $99 charge. I can actually cut that in half. That's the other thing that I can do is I can bring that down. So it will only be a $50 investment or $49 setup fee on the front investment instead of the $99 to catch you an additional break, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah, I try to help out anywhere I can, especially when you guys are working so hard and so new to give everything a shot. I know it can be super tough. So, Mike, is your first name officially Michael?
Yes.
And then your last name is Kenny, correct?
Yep.
What is the email address, sir?
mkinneyarchitecturaldrawings@gmail.com.
Okay, I got to look at how to spell that big word because I always, you know, there's those certain words that you always mess up when you spell.
Yeah,
architectural is one of those words for me. So it's M. Kinney Architectural.
Architectural is A.
No, I have that spelled out, but what's the next part?
Oh, drawings.
Drawings. Okay. At gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Thank God.
I made that email, but I thought MCAD would probably have been a lot easier.
Oh, yeah. That would have been nice. Yeah.
But
I have certain words. Like, there's, when I try to spell certain words, it just comes out crazy sometimes. I'm just super grateful. I'm super grateful for spell check. But with emails, you have to be very specific. You can't depend on the spell check, you know? So, hold on. I just got a ping. I will call him back on with a client. Okay. I'm sending out a couple of emails. The first one's called, it's going to be labeled Dashboard and Analytics. The second one's going to be labeled Google and Facebook Marketing. This is an overview of everything that I verbally promised to provide for you here in writing. And then I'm going to go ahead and verify a couple of pieces of information here. Okay. So I have the business address with a home office at 8 David Drive. In Coventry, Rhode Island, 02816. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. And we will keep that private. Okay. You have it showing. So do you see clients in your home?
I do not.
Okay. So then they'll go over that during onboarding. We may want to hide that physical address. It can help with ranking too, though. So it really just depends on what you prefer. It's completely up to you. When you have what people, I'm doing air quotes, what people call a brick and mortar, even if it is a home office, it generally does give you better ranking if you don't mind it showing. And that is how it is currently on your GBP. But some people really just like to keep everything extremely private as well. So they'll go over that during onboarding. It sounds like you're driving to me right now, are you?
No, I have you on speaker. There's a fan.
Oh, okay, cool.
So I did get the email with the new advanced reporting.
Mm-hmm.
Free listing scan tool to see your online listing errors today. So am I just supposed to click on that and then?
Oh, no, it's just a tracking. It's just to go over the tracking and reporting system. So it shows you, it just gives you an overview because remember I told you that you get a dashboard. So we just like to give you all of the information. I'm also going to send out a couple of texts. One is going to be a little more extensive. It's going to be a 6-minute YouTube tutorial, and that's going to actually have voiceover and walk you through step-by-step of how to navigate the tracking system. Because there's a lot of tools in there, and we just like to make you aware of all the opportunities that you have to help your business and navigate that on your own. Okay?
Okay.
Now, are you licensed and insured?
I am. I need to get insured.
Okay. But you're licensed.
So the license thing is, like, I'm a licensed business.
Mm-hmm.
But I am not a certified architect. I don't have that trademark. So as an architectural designer, one of the cool things about the area especially is that they've mandated that architectural designers are capable of designing everything up to residential 1 to 2 family houses. I can also do interior renovations for commercial buildings as long as the structure is not affected. So I've gotten to do everything from basement renovations to garage additions to, I actually just did a design for an up and coming nightclub in Providence on the main drag.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was actually very exciting to watch it.
Yeah, I bet. You feel kind of cool, huh?
when I walked in, I was like, this is going to be a fun one.
Yes, absolutely. That's amazing. So the reason that I ask is if there was ever a need for re-verification, Google, I don't know, how long ago did you verify your GBP?
I think I had to redo it not too
mm-hmm.
long ago.
Mm-hmm.
I actually ended up buying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I ended up buying another domain.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was .org, but because it said something about .com, but then it went back and I had done something with the web or with my web page,
mm-hmm.
and Google immediately shut it down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I did. I don't know if it was a word they didn't like or what the
mm-hmm.
deal was, but I went through and got it all figured out, and then they put
mm-hmm.
me back on.
Right.
So yeah, it's been a process. I don't know much about web design, so it's
kind of
like,
okay. We're going to take care of that for you. So let me tell you a couple of things just for reference for yourself, just so you have an understanding of why that probably happened. So during COVID and, you know, over time, the last 3 years, people did all kinds of stuff to get money, right? The government was handing out money, right, for these loans and small business loans, and they were really trying to boost the economy. However, there's a lot of ding-dongs that took advantage, created fake businesses, created fake Google pages to, you know, take the fakeness, like, as far as they possibly could, right, because they want it to be believable. So Google actually cracked down, so did Facebook. They completely cracked down on the way that you can list and how you can list. So they started making requirements for particular verticals in particular areas, vertical being a category or keyword service, like plumbers, locksmiths, the home, people who are going in the home, they have to have the license and insurance, and they have to go through an advanced verification process. So what they did is they actually, like, there was a place in time in the last 6 months where almost every GBP was suspended for one reason or another, even if it wasn't really, like, they across the board, they just made blanket changes and different requirements. So that's probably why that happened. It may not even have been that you did anything actually wrong. Okay. It may have just been that they just wanted to double check everything and have you go through it with a fine tooth comb just to make sure. So that's why I asked the question if you're licensed and insured. So I'm sure you have business cards, right?
I do.
And do you have invoices as well?
I've kind of been doing something on Excel.
Uh-huh. Cool.
Where I just track, mainly because I realized about, for some reason, I thought that I only had to pay federal tax or something like that. One tax or the other. So
uh-huh.
I looked up what the actual taxes were, and I started building a spreadsheet where I put in, after the job's finished, I put in what the total was, and then it mm-hmm. automatically subtracts the tax and says how much tax I need to
for
take from that.
For each individual job. Smart.
Yes.
Smart.
And then I started
You're
adding
welcome.
Other things, like I mainly buy gas from Cumberland Farms.
Okay.
The times that I don't kind of cancel out the times that I'm driving for anything but business.
Mm-hmm.
But because I try to hustle every day, most
yeah.
of the time it's for business. So because of that, Cumberland Farms actually tracks the gas that I buy.
Beautiful.
So I have been putting in that and then putting in another list for gas usage so I can hand a whole portfolio to my tax preparer.
Yes.
For that situation. Have I been updating it as much as I should be? Probably not. I think I did it last time about 2 months ago, but
okay.
it is something that I know where I left off and I can go back to.
Completion.
Go
ahead.
Well, the other thing that I was thinking of, like, I know I do truck maintenance,
mm-hmm.
and I do take Angie, and I put Angie on there as well.
Mm-hmm.
for all of the costs for what they charge me for
good
my clients. So,
mm-hmm.
And that's the main issue that I have with them, though, is that if you get somebody, I know it's not something I'm going to get through, you know, working with you, because I can just tell somebody no.
Right.
But I've had a client, they told me it's pre-screened that I get these clients, and I've had a client that I tried to call, and when they finally answered, they said, look, I'm a teenager, and I was just on Angie because I was trying to see if anybody knew of an app that I could use to design my room when my brother moves out to go to college. And that was a $65 click.
Yes.
And if you try to get, I forget what they call it, but I try to get some kind of credit. Oh, I try to get a credit submission back for it. And if I do that too many times because of their screening, then I get flagged for trying to get too many credits. So I end up having to call somebody. And I have to say, look, I've got, you sent me this. I told you I can only do up to 2-family residential, and they want to build a new office building.
Right.
There's, you know, you sent me this, and every single one pans out, and they're like, we understand, it's just a flag. But, you know, there's that. Then there's the time driven where it's like, try to get it in or try to get a call within 5 minutes of it. But I get notified. I work the same thing, but I work the job from 7 to 3 for a design build firm from Cape Cod. I put myself down as being open from 2 to 10 because I honestly do most of my work during that time. And then I just design until my eyes close. But I would love for this to become my main job.
Full time. Perfect. Okay.
Full time. But right now it's like, okay, I tell you the hours that I work, and I'm a family man, so I know nobody likes to get called during dinner or after like 8:30.
Right.
And you're sending me notifications of leads at 1 in the morning. I'm not going to call somebody at 1:05. It's
right.
Just not
happening. You're just not going to do it. Right.
So.
The reason I was asking those questions, though, is because if you ever needed re-verification, we have a lot of recourse. A few of the things that they ask for, like if they're going to ask for business license and insurance. If you don't have like the insurance, then they're going to ask for additional documents like invoices, or they will ask to see a business card, or they will ask for photographs of your vehicle or your tools or your equipment. Okay. And these are all ways that we can use for authenticity. So I just like to make sure that you have a few of them before we move forward. Just that way, then there's no, she didn't tell me about that. No big surprise. You know what I'm saying? Now,
I have the Rhode Island mandate that actually, like, I have it highlighted for my clients that says that designers, not specifically architects, are eligible to design anything up to 2-family residential houses.
Right.
So.
Okay. Well, that's awesome. Yeah, and we can even put something like that on the website for you as well. So there's no worries. We can definitely help with that. Now, do you have a business profile for Facebook or just a personal?
I have a Facebook page. It's not a business page. Yeah, I just set up another Facebook page like in any other Facebook page. It's just for my business.
So. Okay.
I'm sure there's a different way about it. I just
yeah.
Probably didn't
That's okay.
Do it right.
Yeah, we'll take care of it for you. So during onboarding, they're going to ask for access to that so we can build out the business page so that way it's done correctly so we can build out the Facebook business ads and get that moving forward. So no worries. And we'll go ahead and optimize that as well. So let me see here. They're going to gain access to that during your client interview. Let me go over here. And then do you want to take advantage of the call tracking system that we have available? This is going to allow you to track the physical phone calls with a downloadable app. You don't have to have your personal number out there. It will give the business a very professional greeting, and it will help to eliminate spam and robo.
Sure.
Okay. All right. The last thing that I need to do is I need to set a client onboarding time for you. I have available appointment time. We're pretty open for today. I have something available I can do between 12 and 1, 1 and 2. We have something between 4 and 5 or 5 and 6. Or I have something between 2 and 3.
I have a client meeting at 3.
Okay. The conversation only takes about 20, 30 minutes. It's just so we can gain access to the domain, to the GBP, to the Facebook, so we can begin the programming to get it going immediately. If there's not a good time for you today, we can always schedule it tomorrow, but I do try to act as quickly as possible. So you let me know what works.
I got another meeting tomorrow. Like I said, Home Advisor made me very busy.
That's not a bad problem.
I could probably do, you said 1 to 2?
Uh-huh.
I could probably do that.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and book it. And then what's going to happen, Mike, is we're going to call you from our 877 phone number. I will be the one to introduce you to your onboarding agent as long as I'm readily available. If I'm not, the agent will call you themselves and introduce themselves to you and go ahead and get everything moving forward. However, I try to be available for each onboarding call just for the introduction, because it's just a white glove service that we offer here. But just so you know, anytime we call you from the operations team, it's always going to be from our 877 phone number, okay?
Okay.
All right, so for the billing, are we putting this on a business card or is it your personal card?
It'll be my business card.
Okay, is there any middle initial on that, or is it just your first and last name?
Let me get my card and find out. I think it's first, middle, last. I keep it in a spot, so I don't normally use it. All right, so it's just Michael Kinney.
Okay, cool. Let me go ahead and submit that. Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay, I'm ready for the card number. Go ahead.
4135.
Mm-hmm.
7210.
Mm-hmm.
0089.
Mm-hmm.
0708.
Expiration month and year?
1126.
The 3-digit code on the back?
018.
I need to set a security question on the account for you, Mike. That's going to be your choice of your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
City I was born in.
Which is?
Fort Wayne.
We set this security question in an effort to keep all of your personal information private. In the event that you get a call from somebody and you're not sure if it's Local Splash, understand Local Splash will never ask you for one single dollar more than what you're currently paying. Additional to that, if you are in a situation like that, ask for your security question. They're going to disconnect the phone immediately, and please let me know so I can put them on your DNC list, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to go ahead and process the account for the 298, and the voice verification reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call has been recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and it is an added form of protection for you. In order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, please state the name of the business as it shall read on the first page of Google.
M. Kinney Architectural Drawings, LLC.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Kinney, owner.
Michael, are you authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
I am.
In order to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
I am.
In hiring our company, Local Splash, as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to inform us if you choose to move forward with any other type of marketing efforts?
I will.
Your program for the initial term and account setup has been charged today's date, which is August 30th, 2023, in the discounted, non-refundable amount of $298 for the all-inclusive platinum package and setup fee. This is a true flat rate. There's no hidden taxes, additional click fees, call fees, or surcharges of any kind whatsoever. It is a reoccurring payment that will take place again on the 30th day of every month. If you choose to pause your service or discontinue your service, please do so by contacting myself or client support within 3 days of the billing for the month of October. Do you agree and understand these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, and I do.
Okay, perfect. So I'd like to be the first to welcome and congratulate you for going with Local Splash. We look forward to meeting all of your marketing needs. Now, you should have seen an email come through. This is Local Splash initial invoice. Do you see that?
Let me back out of this one. Google Facebook marketing. Invitation from unknown sender, Local Splash.
That's me for your client interview.
Okay.
Go ahead and refresh your inbox. It's going to say Local Splash initial invoice.
Oh, there it is.
Perfect. Click on that email.
All right.
Once you open that up, click where it says click here, about 5 lines down.
Yep.
Once you open that up, it's going to say Local Splash Terms of Experience. Do you see that?
Yes.
So this is literally everything that I verbally promised to provide for you there in writing. Okay. Now with this, as you scroll through, you may see an asterisk by something such as Google Ads. You don't have that in your package yet. Google Guarantee, again, something that is not included in your package and isn't even available in your vertical yet. If you see an asterisk by something, it may or may not be included with your package. But what you can do is when you scroll down to the bottom of the page, Mike, you're going to see a little box that's going to say products included. And this right here, what it's going to say is it's going to say the local bundle, the Facebook ads, and then the My Site is the custom website design that I give you for free. Okay? Your base product setup fee is $49, one-time cost. You can see on there that the reoccurring cost is locked in at just $249. Again, it's month-to-month. There's no contract.
Okay.
Scroll down to the bottom, please. Click the box certifying you're the person who made the purchase today on behalf of the company, and then type in your first and last name and hit confirm signature for me.
Okay, now it took me to a username password login.
Username and password will be granted to you within 3 to 5 days' time of conducting client onboarding. Client onboarding is scheduled for today between 1 and 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We will be calling from our 877 phone number. If you choose to bookmark that page, you're welcome to, and we will send those login credentials over via email as well as text message as soon as they're available. This is the tracking and reporting system from with which you'll be able to track all of the results of the package. We don't have the credentials available to you yet because they haven't been generated. We haven't even processed your account completely yet, so we have to have the client interview first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Do you have any further questions for me, Mike?
Not at the moment, no.
All right. Well, if you do, you have my direct phone number and extension line. I would love to hear from you. Additionally, you can call, text, or email me. Again, if you call me and I'm on the phone, you'll hear my voicemail with my own voice, and you can just leave me a message, and then I'll call you back within an hour. It just means I'm on the phone with a client like I am with you right now. Okay?
All righty.
All right. Well, you have a blessed day. Thank you so much for your time, and welcome to Local Splash.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Right.